people and places. With your hosts, Brad Vanjore, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
Well, everybody, this is a new edition of Shift and Stare, and I'm the Lone Ranger today because, as you know from the last show, Matt was getting ready to head down to Road Atlanta with, you know, Adam Carolla, his boss, and do some racing down there because they have MIDI. And MIDI is one of the largest classic auto races in America. They've been racing down there on MIDI since 1977, I believe, is the very first year, is what I've heard. But it's the largest kind of race of its kind. And this year, the mark was Nissan. That is the featured mark. And you know what? Adam Carolla happens to have some of those vintage racing Datsuns and Nissans that he'd acquired over the years that Paul Newman used to race. So he was invited down with a couple of his cars. And so Adam and Matt are down there at Road Atlanta. I'm jealous because they're down there. I keep seeing Matt tweeting photos. You can go to Motor Raider on social media and you'll see some of these photos that he's been tweeting and some videos from Road Atlanta. And Adam racing that those vintage Nissans down there, which is so cool. Now, our other buddy, Aaron. Aaron is up on the mountain, and as always, but we weren't able to have him call in because I've got a special guest for you guys today. It's none other than the man who you see every week on Velocity's Wheeler Dealers and my co-host on Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel, Mike Brewer. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm all right, Brad. Yeah, not bad at all. I'm down with Adam, and we're down testing Nissans out. And you should be here. It's amazing. God, there's loads of cars everywhere. We're having a great. Oh, just get my champagne. Yeah.
See, everybody has fun, but me.
I wish. Oh, Brad, I feel so sorry for you. Stuck in the studio today, carrying the weight of everybody else. You are a hero.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, I have to pick up everybody's slack, Mike. Do you know what it's like?
I know what that's like, trust me. I know what that's like. I did that for many, many years. But no, you are, I know how hard work it is being in the studio on your own. There's nobody to talk to but the wall and yourself. But I will tell you, I'm being entertained, Brad, so I'm loving every minute of it.
Well, good. I mean, now, we're having fun because even though I'm in the studio and you're out working, doing production things, we still get to talk about cars, Mike. We still get to live it. And you know what? Recently, I had told you, now, I'm working a deal to get you the same deal that I have this week because I'm driving the new Jaguar 400 Sport, and it just makes coming to the studio that much nicer. It's a supercharged 6 that puts out.
I don't know what's happened there. Some music just started to appear from somewhere. I don't know where that come from. It's like a fanfare. It just appeared all out of nowhere. So tell me. Hold on a minute. So I'm driving around in some crummy hire car. You're driving a what?
I've got the Jaguar 400 Sport, carbon fiber splitter on the front. It's got a nice diffuser in the back. When you hit 70, that wing comes up. So the wing's been up almost the whole time I've had it. And it's got these great carbon fiber sport seats. I'm really liking this new Jaguar. I mean, did I say it right, Mike? Did I say it right? Jaguar?
No, that's really, you said it wrong. It's Jaguar.
Jaguar.
What's going on here? How come you're driving around in the flash cars and I'm driving around in a little hire car? That don't make any sense. I need to get behind the wheel of that Jaguar because the 400 is a awesome bit of kit. It's a more focused car. It's got that V6 turbo engine. It's very reactive. I know what that car looks and sounds like. I know if you put your foot down in that car, it sounds like it's got a V8 under the bonnet or hood. And that thing really does haul down the road. It really does get down the road quickly. It's wicked.
It's a great little car. It's very well put together. The styling on it that your friend Ian Callum has done, it's got those bulgy. It looks like a bodybuilder just flexing his muscles as it goes over those fenders, you know. It's really stylish.
Yeah, Ian once said to me, if you can't design a car with 5 pen strokes, then you can't really design a car. And he drew that car for me. It must have been 8 years ago on an easel. He just got his pen out and he did 5 lines on the car, and it just looked it. And I knew what was coming in the future. I was doing some work for him, and he captured it in just 5 easy strokes. And as he said to me, he wanted the car to look like the skin of the car should look like fabric that's been pulled over the chassis of the car, and that's exactly what it does. It looks like it's got sinew. It looks like it's muscular. It looks like it's ready. It's just come out the gym. It looks fit, that car, and that's a good analogy for it. It looks fit and healthy.
It does, and the thing is that this car, when you get in it, you don't want to get out of it. From here in Southern California,
I gather that because I've got Chelsea on the wheel. I gather that. I'm pretty sure, on the docket when that car got delivered, it said for Brad Fanshawe and Mike Brewer to test, and I can't get my bum on that seat because you won't let it go.
Well, they did say that, but it said Mike Brewer, if you have time. Yeah, and no, but hey, I already put in a good word for you, and I got a pretty good feeling. I got them to, deliver it to your place for a week so that you can drive it around.
Nice.
So that on our show, we can both give our impressions, because I'm just giving a little tease here on Shift and Steer. I just wanted people to know what I was driving, because this car gets and goes. You hit sport mode. It has, you've played with some of these new cars that have the launch control, and boy, we talk about something that is fun little toy. Every night I leave work, I've been trying out the launch control in my parking lot, and that always makes heading home a little bit more fun.
You get home before you leave. There you go.
Yeah, but you don't want to get home. That's the thing about it. It's those freeway corkscrews and everything are just that much more enjoyable when you have a car like this. And you take the long way home every single night. And the long way to work, which makes me get here late. So, but no, I think we're going to get Mike Brewer behind the wheel of one of these also. And I just want to thank the folks at Jaguar. Okay, now help me say it so I'm authentic, Mike. Jaguar.
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 So it's Jag. If you look at the way it's spelled, it's Jaguar. So it's Jaguar.
So
Jaguar, not. You put the Americans put a W in it that
yes.
doesn't exist. It's Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Correct.
Okay.
Jaguar.
Jaguar. I want to thank the folks at Jaguar.
It's the same as the animal that roams in the. If you go back to where that car comes from, or that name of that manufacturer comes from, it comes from an animal, and the animal, when it was discovered, the person who discovered that animal, I don't know his name, but he called it a Jaguar. Is what he called it, because he was British, and it only took you Americans to ruin it for us by calling it Jaguar.
Well, see, it was the damn zoos. They taught us the wrong thing, okay, over here. So you're having fun once you get to work. Now, tell us, Wheeler Dealers, it's back on the air again, and you guys have a brand new season. Now, I'll tell you, I think you're maybe 3 episodes into the new season, and I'll tell you, I watched that Jeep Wagoneer episode, and that was fun. They've all been fun, the Opel and the new one with the Mini Cooper, but I just really enjoyed the Jeep Wagoneer episode. But how's the new season going so far?
Brad, we're knocking it out the park, and after 15 years of making this show, I'm so proud of it, because most shows, once they get into their 7th and 8th season, like any big shows on TV, think of, and I'm not putting us in the same category as the likes of Friends or Fangoes to Fury or shows like that. once they start going into their 7th, 8th, or 9th season, the writing starts to become a little bit more lazy. They get a little bit more, the cast get a little bit more infighting, and shows tend to drop off. But I'm pleased to say after 15 seasons of Wheel of Dealers, we're still growing an audience. We still grow a bigger audience. And you're right, we're 3 shows into season 15, and we've already grown the audience by 20% over its previous records. So we're just bringing in an audience globally. We have over 200 million people around the world watch it. It's considered to be the world's biggest car show now, restoration car show in the world. And I'm very proud of the fact that we keep delivering knockout shows. You know, Ant has been working tirelessly hard in the garage. And I'm throwing cars at Ant left, right, and centre at the moment. I've been on a buy-in spree recently, and I bought some amazing cars for this upcoming season.
Now, with Ant there, it's that guy is a pretty amazing mechanic. I see he's hands-on, like on this Mini Cooper. I mean, just going in and that 100,000-mile service, that's an undertaking, isn't it?
It is, and for Ant, Ant is new to the team of Wheeler Dealers. He's new working with me, and the problem we have with Ant at the moment is just trying to slow him down. The guy is so fast. That guy really is he is a proper full-on car guy. He absolutely is at the top of his game in terms of engineering and mechanicking skills. And when I showed him the Mini Cooper, and I said, look, that supercharger is going to need a service. Unfortunately, the supercharger is in there, and it's buried deep down within the recesses of the engine. And looked at it and said, you do realize I have to take the front bumper off the cooling system. I have to dismantle most of the front of the engine just to get to that supercharger. And I sort of winced as I said, yes, that's what you have to do. And he went, okay, let's get on with it. And within half an hour, the front of the car was being pulled apart. It was just, and we are trying to sort of go, whoa, let's get the cameras on this. Let's not go too fast. Let's slow it down a bit and let's think about it. But no, the guy really does know his stuff, and his skill level is phenomenal. And to do that, see, the problem is with, and the reason why I wanted to highlight it on that Mini, and the reason I wanted to buy that car, is to show people that you can have a go yourself. You know, that's a 100,000-mile service on a car that a BMW will cost you $1,500, but it only uses about $120 worth of parts. The rest of it is labor. And if you think of a car, and I've always been trying to tell people this, a car is made up of nuts, bolts, clasps, clips. It's made up of things that unscrew and will screw back together. And as long as you have got some confidence and a good set of tools, there's nothing to stop you having a go yourself. And if we can show people that you can have a go yourself on our program, it's fantastic. And if I get somebody come up to me like I do all the time and say, you inspired me to do the service on my own car, that's the message we're trying to deliver. And we hope in that case we're saving people around $1,400 not having to take their car to BMW to get it serviced.
Mike, I know, but hold that thought, because service is one thing, but you've also got to keep it clean. And I've got something for you. Brush Hero. You've seen it on Shark Tank. And, I mean, Brush Hero is a water-powered cleaning machine. It's got an impressive amount of torque. It's not meant to spin fast, but rather scrubs with powerful, continuous, effective torque. And it won't cause damage, and it really works. So any of those cars that you guys are restoring on your show and like that, I mean, this would be perfect, because it could be used to clean up some of those parts. I mean, it was originally designed for fast, easy, expert-level car and motorcycle detailing. It can almost do anything. I mean, you can use it on boats, yard tools, patio furniture. I mean, it's perfect. And the thing about it is that it doesn't use batteries or electricity. There's none of that required. It works from the water. I mean, it really makes life easier. No more backache, no more wet, scraped up knuckles, jamming rags or trying to get in there. You know, fight the war on muck. This is the ultimate cleaning and detailing tool. And you know what? It's a great Father's Day gift. and it fits every budget. You can check out the extensive line of accessories, including extension wands and more. Reach to your brush harrow and their Soap Star attachment, which adds suds to your scrub. I mean, this is a must for every car lover, motorcyclist, or all-around clean freak like me. So, right now, you can go to brushhero.com and use promo code SHIFT, that's S-H-I-F-T, and they're going to give you 10% off any order over $50, plus you're going to get free shipping. You can find Brush Hero on Amazon or select Costco stores. But to get our exclusive offer, be sure you visit brushhero.com and put in promo code SHIFT. That'll give you 10% off and free shipping on any order over $50. And you know what? It also helps us, the guys here on the Shift and Steer podcast. So now let's get back into it, because Mike's telling us all about Wheeler Dealers. Well, and along the lines of the confidence, things such as Wheeler Dealers can instill that confidence in people, because when they can see someone on screen do it, then they can go, wait a minute, all right, it's not as you know, crazy as I thought it was. It takes some of that intimidation away, and maybe they'll tackle it a little more, because like you said, a little bit of common sense, a little bit of skill, and some of the right hand tools, you can save yourself a lot of money if you have some extra time, right?
You certainly can, Brad. Yeah, and let me give you an analogy, okay? And it's an analogy, when I do a lot of talking about cars and how to look after them, and mechanicking skills and what levels you need to have, when I trained as a mechanic, and I come through the old school of being a mechanic, and when I went through that old school, it was drummed into me very early on that if you think of a car like a cake, okay? So a cake is made up of ingredients. You've got flour, butter, eggs. You've got all these ingredients. If you can think of a car that's got loads of ingredients, and then at the end of it, you make a cake. But some cakes are fancy cakes. They've got, they're in the shape of a guitar. Some of them have got a swimming pool in the cake, and some of them just say happy birthday on the cake. And it's exactly the same with cars. Some are SUVs, some are sedans, some are old, some are young. Some have got a convertible roof, some are red, some are blue. But if you come down to the basic ingredients, they're all the same. Cars basically are made up of flour, eggs, and butter. They've got oil, they've got glass, they've got rubber, they've got steel, and they've got an interior. And cars are basically made up of the same. It's just how they're made that makes them look different. So fundamentally, working on a Ferrari 458 would challenge most people. They'd be terrified of the car. But it's the same mechanical process as working on a Kia Ceed. It's the same mechanical process. That car will have an oil filter. It will have a timing belt. It will have some spark plugs. It will have some rotors. It will have some some pads that need changing. And they're exactly the same components that will be in a Ferrari, just made up in a cake that's different. So if you've got the confidence to tackle a car, there's no reason why you can't tackle any car. And it's as simple as if you can overcome the fear of what you're staring at and just look at it as if you was working on any car. They're all basically the same. You can have a go at doing this stuff yourself. And I'm going to tell you, Brad, not only Wheeler Dealers, and I'm very proud that we teach people how to do it, but there is a wealth of people that have had a go themselves, and they videoed it, and they put it out there on YouTube or on social media for us all to see how they went and serviced their car or tackled their own problems on their car. And frequently, you know, if I've got a problem with a car and it's a air breather valve on, say, a Lancia Fulvia, and we don't know how to change that, I'll resort to the internet and I'll find somebody who has done it before. And usually there's a little video of somebody who's had that problem, and you learn. You just learn from those people and instill it yourself and have a go. Just have a go yourself.
No, you're absolutely right. I've done the same thing. I mean, something as simple as changing out the headlight bulb in my late model Yukon. And I open the hood. You know, and like you or I, we just jump right in. We don't go to a manual or anything, you know. I jump right in. I look at it and I go, no, wait a minute. Why would they have you move the battery and this and everything? That's not right. They wouldn't have us do all that. Just change a light bulb. So I did just
Absolutely.
What you said. I went to YouTube. There was a mechanic who had simple things to do, and it was brilliance on his part because wherever he was, I believe it was like Lexington, Kentucky or something, at the end he would go, now if you need something a little more, you know, that's out of your, you know, wheelhouse, then come on down to Joe's mechanic shop. Here's my phone number. But he gave you the basics so you could do some of the basic maintenance. And it was the simplest thing. There was this hidden little clip that you lifted up, and the entire headlight casing fell out of the front grill. You changed the light bulb, and you put it all back in. You replaced the two clips. But to just look at it, you couldn't tell. And you know, I feel mechanically inclined, although I do feel like I'm not as mechanically inclined as you because I never knew that there was flour, eggs, and butter in every car.
There is. I mean, if you can really think of it like that, you know.
Yes.
Think of it like that. I've got a big dealership group in England, and we've got 14 car bays in one shop, and we've got 8 car bays in another shop. And some of my mechanics, when they come to work for me, and they're a greenhorn, they're a little bit wet behind the ears, and somebody brings in a new Range Rover, 2017 Range Rover that they bought off us recently, and they and that car's coming in for a pre-delivery inspection. That my mechanics, you can see they're like frightened rabbits caught between headlamps. And I say to them, what car did you do before? And they said, well, before I worked on a Ford Focus. And I say, well, did that Ford Focus have an oil filter? Yes. Did it have spark plugs? Yes. Did you change the timing belt? Yes. Did you change the rotors? Yes. Did you put new pads on? Yes. And what's that Range Rover got? It's got exactly the same stuff. They're just put together in a different way. So don't be fearful of it. Just have a go at doing it. That's what I instill in my mechanics, and it works. And I'm telling the audience and our listeners out there for this amazing podcast, I'm telling them the same. You know, if you've got something in your garage you've been staring at and you've been thinking, you know, I'd love to get my car out there on the road, but I just can't get round to changing the exhaust, or I can't get round to, you know, getting those spark plugs clean, you know, to get it running right, or service the carburetor, have a go. Just look at what I'm, listen to what me and Brad are saying to you, and just have a go yourself.
And once you do it, you build that confidence. You go, well, that was a lot easier than I thought, and then you'll have confidence to do more.
Of course, and not only that, Brad, there is an amazing sense of satisfaction, and, you know, you'll puff your chest out, you'll go for a beer on a Friday night with your friend, pull up in your car, and say, you got your car out in the garage. And you'll be able to say, yep, and I did that. I did it all myself. And there is an amazing sense of satisfaction in that.
You're right. There is. And you can have a little braggadocio when you say you've done it yourself rather than you had the guy down the street do it or you paid so-and-so to do it. Now, Mike, Wheeler Dealers. It's, you know, as the name implies, you're always out finding the deals. You're always out finding these amazing cars. And what I enjoy and have always enjoyed about the show is that it's not one kind of car. You know, there's certain shows where it's, all right, you know, they work on hot rods or these guys work on muscle cars. But, I mean, just from this new season, we've seen everything from a 69 Opel GT, which is such a gorgeous little car and so underrated, to the Mini Cooper and the Jeep Wagoneer. Now, I mean, what is it like when you go out, and do you have any tips to let people in on that, you know, you can tell us about, you know, when they're out doing their own wheeling and dealing?
Yeah, I mean, look, Brad, I always look at what's happening in the market. And in this upcoming season of Wheeler Dealers, you're going to see an Alpha that's coming through. You're going to see a International Harvester Scout that's coming through as well. And there's a little Porsche 924. There's an eclectic mix of cars. And that comes from me. I'm always attuned to what's happening in the marketplace and looking at what is happening, you know, what people's flavors are and tastes are. And at the moment, there's a big resurgence for 1970s, 1980s and early 1990s.
Yes.
Cars that have either got an eye scrapped to the back of them, so some kind of hot hatch, or they've got a story to tell, very much like the Jeep Grand Wagoneer being the first luxury SUV in the world. They've got a story attached to them. And that's how I build my list of cars. And that's how I look at what's happening. European classics are making phenomenal money at the moment. And as the show implies, Wheeler Dealers is all about me being on the pulse of what's happening in the marketplace. Remember, I genuinely buy a car. We genuinely fix it up, and then we genuinely sell it. And I don't want to be left at the end of the program with a car that's unsellable. So I'm always finding ways to look at what's happening in the market. I study the market very carefully, and then I use that as the weapon that I'm going to choose my next car. And as I say, the cars that are coming up are incredible, and we've got some amazing choices. And I think people are going to be bowled over by the amount of variety. There's a beautiful 1972 Lancia Fulvia that's coming up. But we absolutely nail this car. We nail it. And, you know, the choice of that car next to an Alfa Romeo Spider, next to an International Harvester Scout, talking about the me and you have spoken about on our own podcast, the rise of the Bronco and what's happening with the Bronco prices in America at the moment. So the next car that gives you all the thrill of a Bronco, it gives you all the sustenance of having one of those boxy, roughy-tufty SUVs, but without that six-figure price tag, is an International Harvester Scout. And so we've gone and found one of those, and we do an amazing job turning it around. And, of course, I put it in a great marketplace because I've studied it, and we sell it on for an amazing profit. That's what I do. I'm looking at what people want and then tuning the show to what people desire.
And what you just hit on, what I like so much, is that Wheeler Dealers, it's about finding these great cars that are hidden in plain sight, and they're affordable. Because you just used the description of everyone wants a Bronco, and there are people out there paying these enormous six-figure prices for them, but they don't look past it and go, the International Scout, it's the same vehicle, just a different mark, and you can really do the same thing and achieve the goal and have fun with it at a much more reasonable price.
Yeah, I paid $8,000 for this Scout, Brad. You know, $8,000 for a vehicle that if I bought the equivalent vehicle as a Bronco, I would have had to be paying $30,000-$40,000.
Yeah.
And they are fundamentally the same. They're not the same. They don't have the same badge on them, but they give the same thrill. If you're looking for that boxy SUV that you can go off-road in, that you can look cool, and it's got that 60s style that you desire, then you can look no further than an International Harvester Scout for a fraction of the money of a Bronco.
Yeah, no, it is. And now on Wheeler Dealers, you know, when we watch it every week, how far out in advance do you actually have to do the planning and do the, because, I mean, you know, it looks like to the average viewer that, okay, Mike goes out, finds this car, and then the next week, I mean, you're months in advance so that you can plan this. And it says a lot to what you just told us about you're watching the marketplace and where it's going, because you're not just doing it as it's happening. You're actually projecting future trends because of production times. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Little known secret to Wheeler Dealers. So people think that I'm just a guy that rolls up, hands and, you know, some parts, and then disappears again. What I don't know is that I'm already pre-buying, pre-purchasing, thinking about the next season of the show, and I'm already out there looking at cars. You know, Brad, I'm prolific at going to car shows, car meetings, car events.
Yes.
To just look at what's happening in the marketplace, putting my name down for cars that may be available that people are looking for. And I'm working a lot behind the scenes in making sure that we not only produce a great current season, but I'm producing the next season of Wheeler Dealers, because we're only ever as good as our last show. And I've been working so diligently hard for the last 15 years of making this, I think, the best car show in the world. And that's how I function. You know, I just want to make sure that we're always delivering a message. The message is to have a go yourself, but it's always driven by the car in choice. So, a lot of people say, you know, 15 years of making this show, you're a star, you're a celebrity. And I'm absolutely not. We always say that the star of the show of Wheeler Dealers is always the car. And that's the star of the show. So my life is taken up finding the next star to put on screen. And that's what I do.
No, and because we are friends, I can speak to the fact that your personal valet and your five assistants will all say that you are a really nice, down-to-earth guy who never has let it all go into his head.
So. You mean my personal valet and five assistants rolled into one person, being my long-suffering wife, Michelle.
Exactly.
Who's constantly by my side. And, she is my personal valet, my cook, my bottle washer, my assistant, my manager, and my driver. She does everything for me. So no, you're absolutely an integral part of the Wheeler Dealer team.
It definitely. I mean, Michelle is always there, and she's always making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed on your behalf. But you know what? And if anybody out there, if anybody's thinking it's all just a bunch of bull, that, you know, it's TV stuff, and I'm going to tell you, you know, Mike and I are friends. We hang out, and we were down at the Balboa Car Show just a couple weeks ago. We got out there at 7 in the morning, see what cars were down there, and he drove up in his 65, it was 65, right, Mustang?
Yep. And it's a 65.
Yes. And he had found this, he had bought it, and it had a for sale sign on it. And so the first guy that walked up said, "Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk to you about that Opel you guys built. Is it still for sale?" And Mike said, "Nope. We already sold that one." So see, he actually does. It's not for TV. They don't go into some warehouse in Burbank and just get warehoused away. They're actually really wheeling and dealing. And then I think you sold that Mustang the following day, didn't you?
I did. I sold it the following day. And, it was a quick sale. Yeah, that car wouldn't hang around for long. It's an icon. Most people want a 1960s Mustang. I found it. It was a one-owner car from new. I enjoyed it for the last 6 months. But as you know, Brad, I bought myself a little 1982 SC Porsche.
Yeah.
And I haven't got space in my personal garage. So one has to go. And I let the Mustang go because I've got three others in England. So I let that one go to make way for my little Porsche. But in terms of the show, going back to that, it is a real shop, Brad. This is a real mechanic shop. I really do put my hand in my pocket, dig deep, and buy the cars. I really do fix them up with ants and buy all the parts. And then we really do sell them to real people at the end. It's just that there's a TV crew that following us doing it. It's a real business. It really exists. And no, there's no Hollywood fakery about it at all.
Yeah,
it's,
no.
And it's how the show has to be. You know, I can't make it any other way. We have had in the past people asking us if we can, you know, have an argument on camera and, you know, throw a tool at each other. And it's just not going to happen. Not on this show. It's just not going to happen. This is a genuine show of two guys that are absolutely passionate about putting cars on the road and educating people about doing it.
You know what, Mike? I mean, you speak of authenticity and like that. Well, I want to tell you something about authenticity. How about turtle wax? The automotive world has seen major advances since turtle wax invented the world's first liquid car polish back in 1941. But as the saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the things that threaten the look, the feel, and the smell of the car are as consistent as ever. That's why Turtle Wax has spent 77 years developing the most revolutionary products in car care. Like their Power Outline, featuring advanced technology that destroys stains and odors at a molecular level. Turtle Wax Power Out products are designed to clean, shine, and protect your interior from whatever messes the world can throw at it. Their dedication to innovation is so great, Turtle Wax is getting recognition in unprecedented categories. Over 40,000 consumers voted Power Out Carpet and Mats Cleaner the 2018 Product of the Year in the pet category. And like we always say, That means George the dog can ride in any of my cars. While awards look nice on Mom's mantle, what matters most to Turtle Wax is how much car enthusiasts worldwide trust their products. Turtle Wax contains formulating breakthrough technologies to help you keep your car looking and feeling and smelling fresh. Turtle Wax, trusted innovation inside and out. So, there you have it, Turtle Wax, the stuff that's supporting our show and supporting your car, keeping clean. But, Mike, okay, so as we were talking about, let's get back to that. And that's why you're in your 15th season, because it's authentic.
Correct.
And car guys can tell that. They can tell that it's real. And now, on Velocity Channel, every Wednesday, 9 p.m., 8 Central here in the States, Mike Brewer and Ant Anstead, they're, you know, man, it's Wheeler Dealers, and we love it. It's great. Congratulations on 15 seasons. And I hope that we can be saying someday that we're 15 seasons into our podcast, Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel, that I do with you.
Well, that would be fantastic, Brad. You know, it's I'm working very hard making a TV show, and when I should be a husband and a wife, when I should be a husband and a father, you'll either find me not doing that, I'm at a car show, or I'm hanging around with you, making our absolutely amazing podcast, Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel. It's a little drop in the ocean, an insight into who I am, what I do, what inspires me, what's tickling me that week, what's getting me excited that week, and it's a message that I love to deliver. And I bring it to you with my own style and wit, but I think it's very important that I have a voice from here in the USA, and who better to choose as my co-anchor other than you? And it's brilliant because we both come up the same conversation from two different angles, and people have really enjoyed it. So far, the podcast has been running for 6 episodes we're into.
Yeah.
And on those 6 episodes that we're in, we've been ranked at number one in the majority of the world in automotive podcasts. And I'm really, really proud of that. It's an amazing achievement.
It is. It's congratulations to you, because you know what? You are so busy. And when we first started talking about doing this, I started thinking, oh, boy, you know, this is not going to be something. But you squeeze the time in, and not just squeeze it in. You give the genuine Mike Brewer approach to it, just like you do on Wheeler Dealers. And we always end up covering some really interesting topics. And like you said, it's this view from two different automotive worlds. But we all love the same thing. We love cars, but it's this great view of my perspective of coming up through hot rods and sports cars and all that, and muscle cars. But you coming from, you know, England in the world, and I mean, we're having a blast doing it. That's the most important thing. And when you asked me to be on it with you, I was like, are you kidding me? You talk so well. You can do this yourself. And you were like, no, let's do it. And you had that eye on seeing that your fans in the UK and around the world would enjoy hearing that other side of the coin. And man, we're number one almost everywhere in the world, as you said. And that's incredible, because there's a lot of shows out there, Mike.
Yeah, there's a ton of shows, and they're all fantastic, Brad. And everyone, you know, I'm all for as many car shows as possible, as many podcasts as possible. You know, the more that we can get our message out there about this great industry that we're in, the better for everyone, I do believe. What me and you try to be, and it's the one thing that I genuinely love about our podcast, and I don't want to sound sycophantic here, that me and you are, you know, blowing smoke up each other's asses here, but the truth is, Brad, the truth is, we are genuinely authentic, and that's a great word to use. When me and you are in the studio and we choose the subject line, we spoke about Rallycross just recently. And most, you know, there's not another podcast in the world that would dare talk about Rallycross without some kind of authority. But me and you spoke about Rallycross, and we both deliver an authentic message from two different sides of the pond. That I have been inundated with people on social media saying, because of what you said about Rallycross, I'm going to a Rallycross meet this weekend. Or I've just come away from a Rallycross meet this weekend because of what you said. And it was phenomenal. I had an amazing time, so thank you. And that's it, Brandon. It only happens if me and you are authentic, and we are.
Yeah, and you know what? You hit it on the head. It's the what we've heard back from the people that have listened to the show. Because you know what? You and I can jump on a couple mics here in the studio. We can discuss whatever we want. But if it's not, you know, appealing to the listeners, we're going to hear about it. And what I've been so excited about is the fans that have been, you know, posting on social media or emailing. And just like you said, there was a gentleman from the UK that had a little lowered VW Beetle. And he said, I just listened to your newest episode, and now you just want me to bring my Beetle over to California, because the way you guys describe cruising the coast of California, he goes, now it's a dream of mine to bring my bug to California someday, or at least drive a bug up the coast. And that's what we want to do. We, you know, if we can take and put people behind the seat, behind the wheel of a car we're driving and describe it and tell them what our impressions are, or places we've been or shows we're going to, that's what it's all about. And it's just like when we went down to that Balboa cruise and we did a podcast from the hood of that Mustang. And I mean, we brought people into the show with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, we brought people to a car show. Me and you are also going to be bringing, and it gives me a little chance to talk about the future of our podcast, Brad. Me and you, we're also going to be bringing people to the behind the wheel of some of the world's most exotic supercars.
Yes.
And we don't want to make this a supercar show. It's not about that. One week, me and Brad will be behind the wheel of a 65 Mustang, but the following week, we might be behind the wheel of a 570S McLaren. But we'll be delivering our show out there to the people genuinely from behind the wheel. And I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be a thrill to be given that opportunity to show people what inspires us and what we get out of this hobby and what we do. And long may they keep listening. And you're right, Brad. As long as they keep us keep listening, me and you keep making it. And hopefully, you know, we'll be celebrating our 15th season sooner rather than later.
And maybe pretty soon we'll have a 15th episode. So yeah.
yes, of course. The 15th episode, I think me and you should say right now, will be a special episode where me and you, let's have a dream for a minute. If me and you could say for the 15th episode, me and you will be behind the wheel, and I'm going to say something that's never going to happen, of a McLaren Senna hypercar on a racetrack somewhere. How about that? If we were to make that happen.
Now you have me sold on that. If we can do that for the 15th episode, you know, I'm in anyway, but now I'm just got goosebumps up my arms. You know, a Senna, a million-dollar supercar with a big wing and F1 technology. So that'd be incredible. McLaren, yeah. Now, Mike, you know, talking about this, I mean, you know, you said we were blowing smoke and everything, but the thing is that the reason we're doing this, we want everyone to know that I don't just do Shift and Steer, you know, and Mike doesn't just do Wheeler Dealers. This is how we let you know. We want you to go check it out. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, or you can just go to MikeBrewerBTW.com and see photo galleries there. Like, there's a photo gallery up at our website right now. In addition to listening to the show, we've already put up the photo gallery from our visit to the Balboa Car Show. So you can go look at the photos, and then next week when that show, or excuse me, in 2 weeks when that show comes up, you can actually hear it, and you'll already have a visual, so you'll know what we're talking about as we talk about it. And that's what's so cool about this world that we live in now. We've got social media. You can find Mike Brewer BTW on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. So there's always some great content because, you know, Mike, you and I are pretty darn lucky as car guys because we get invited to some of the most incredible events and get behind the wheel of some of the most incredible cars in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. This weekend, I'm going to be at another car show. So Saturday, I'm going to be cruising down to Seal Beach Car Show. While I'm there, I'm going to be doing a little bit of recording, and I'll take some pictures and images as well, stuff that we'll be uploading to the Micro Behind the Wheel podcast. So, yeah, any listeners out there, please tune in. Give it a listen. Go and find us on social media. If you wouldn't mind subscribing to the podcast and give us a rating, that would be great. And me and Brad are going to be announcing very soon as well on the Micro podcast that we're going to be, we've got a wonderful partner that's coming to join us that's going to be giving some amazing merchandise for the best subscription and review of our car show of the week. And we'll be giving a very expensive pair of Hunziker shoes out to the best. And we'll be doing that on a weekly basis. So we'll be announcing that as well very, very soon.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, you know, we've got some great partners. And so everybody tune in to Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel. You can find it, Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel, on iTunes. Just go there and, like Mike said, find us and listen. I know you're going to enjoy it because it's a little bit of everything we do wrapped into one. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you calling in today because I know you're busy. I know you're out wheeling and dealing and buying cars, right?
Yes, sir. So right now I'm on my way to go and see another car for Wheeler Dealers, and I'm rushing to go and see a car, and then I'm rushing all the way back to the shop because I'm selling a car this afternoon. One of the cars from the latest series. I've got somebody coming down, and I'll be selling that around 3 o'clock this afternoon. So yeah, nice busy day for me.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you taking the time while you've been out and calling in to talk about the new season of Wheeler Dealers on Velocity. Remember, everyone, that it's every Wednesday night a new episode, and that is at 9 o'clock, 8 central. And you know what? Can you give us a sneak of what's going to be on the next two episodes? Or big secret?
Yeah, no, I could see it. The next couple of episodes is the Alfa Romeo Spider. I find the very, very last year of the Alfa Romeo Spider. What's good about it is Alfa Romeo, they had, obviously their dealerships full of them, and they wanted to run them out. They wanted to get rid of them. So they literally throw everything at the cars: air conditioning, dual stitch leather, electric windows, electric mirrors, central locking, soft and a hard top. And none of the stuff in this car really works, and it's the stuff that makes this car special. But we get all that stuff working, but there is a nice little trick to how to be a Wheeler Dealer in this episode, because the guy that sold it, he sold it only locally. He put the advert in the newspaper in his local area, which is down there in Southern California. Mm-hmm. However, this guy had a car that had a detachable hardtop. Now, if he would have advertised the car nationally, somebody in New York, Boston, Philadelphia would have been clamoring to buy this car because it's got a detachable hardtop. And I show you how to buy a car cheaply because somebody's advertised it wrong, how to fix it up, and then how to sell it cleverly on a national market and get it to a different place where it make much more money.
Ah, that's what makes you the Wheeler Dealer.
Correct, sir.
Yes.
I hope so.
And I'm learning from you every time we hang out together. And slowly but surely, I'm a we right now. But hopefully someday I'll get past the we and I'll be a Wheeler. And maybe in years to come, I'll become a dealer also, and then I'll be a Wheeler Dealer like you. But right now, I'm just a wee. So, hey, Mike, thank you so much. And everybody, once again, you want to listen to our new podcast called Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or you can just go to our website at mikebrewer.com. And, you know, for myself, Brad Fanshawe, and for my guys who are Matt at the MIDI and Aaron on the mountain, this has been another edition of Shift and Steer. And thanks, everybody. And thank you to our special guest, Mike Brewer. Everybody tune into the show. Check him and Ant out, and you will not be displeased. So thanks for listening to Shift and Steer.
If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.